You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and this week feels like it's been 35 years long, but also 2 hours long. I don't know what's up, what's down. It's been chaos, okay? We've had so many trailers drop this week. We've got the finale of Real Houses of Salt Lake City, and we just have a really juicy, delicious episode, almost a tearjerker, from Miami. So I want to just jump right into it. I want to start with the Vanderpump Rules trailer. I fucking missed them. And I was the one that was like, put the show out to pasture. But you know what? I don't fully blame the cast for that. I do a little because obviously it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? It was so stupid. Last season, I tapped the fuck out. I was like, I don't know how I can watch this. Like, this is just not good. And I just remember seeing all the theme parties. And I remember, you know, cast members were in my DMs. Like, there was actually so much that they could have shown that was actually, like, interesting that happened between all of the cast. And they just chose not to. And I was like, okay, well, that's fucking stupid. But I think they took the perfect amount of time off. There's so much that's going on behind the scenes with everybody. I mean, we have James and Raquel breaking up. James got a new girlfriend. Lala and Randall separating, and then her finding out, God knows what she's finding out right now about him, which we'll get into that. It's really, really dark. So trigger warning. But, you know, Katie and Tom are divorcing. Sheena's getting married. Ariana and Tom, they're pretty, you know, steady, stable. They're good partners in life. So they're kind of like our, you know, our lighthouse, our guiding light on this show, which is saying a lot. Like, so much has actually happened in their lives that I think it's time that the show comes back. The trailer, I mean, where to begin? First of all, I have to say, I was shocked when I saw that Christina Kelly got like a full-time cast member photo taken. That confused me because this show has been on for 10 seasons. And she was best friends with Stassi. I believe her and Stassi are still really close. Good friends with Katie, was in the mix a little bit back in the day, and never once got a cast photo, ever. Like a solo shot, I mean. And now, suddenly, Christina Kelly is in the mix. And fun fact, Christina Kelly was my server when I went to CERT in 2017. And I have to tell you, she's a teeny tiny, teeny tiny little gal. Great, great service, I will say. I also believe she's pregnant right now, but, you know, just fun facts. So this trailer had everything. It had Sheena's tacky wedding. It had Brock doing whatever Brock does. And I've heard that Brock kind of takes a backseat this season. And that thrills me because last year it was too much Brock for me and I just couldn't handle it. I can't stand him, but he makes Sheena happy. So I guess they're doing the damn thing. And then we get Katie and Tom. I mean, the opening scene of the trailer is Katie and Tom having cocktails or drinks. And they're like, we're the best divorced people ever. Like, I still care about you so much, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, boom, boom, boom. It's like, all of a sudden, he's making out with Raquel. And I have to tell you, Tom is fucked up for sure. Like, I'm not a Tom Schwartz kind of girl. Like, I get his appeal, but ultimately, he's a horrible husband, a horrible partner. It appears in all aspects of his life. He needs to get his fucking shit together. And Katie, I'm so fucking proud of for coming out on top of this divorce. Like, she did this for her. I think she could have been married to Tom, but it's like, what kind of life is that? He never stuck up for her. He always put her down in front of people. For a year, he cheated on her multiple times before and while married. Like, the guy can't do fucking anything. I'm sorry. It's so frustrating to, and I was one of those people that was like, fuck Katie, fuck Katie. I've come around on Katie so hard, especially doing rewatches of Vanderpump Rules. Like, I can't even tell you. Get your eyes on those old seasons, because I promise you might view them in a little bit more of a different light. And I was so fucking proud of her when she called him a loser. She's like, you're a drunk and you're a loser. Like, she doesn't have to mince words anymore. Not that she did exactly, but now she she can say whatever she wants and doesn't have to sleep next to him that night and make sure like everything is okay. Like, I respect her for finally speaking up and making that decision that I don't think Tom, I mean, he's too much of a coward to ever make. I don't think he wanted to stay married to her either, but of course he would never pull the plug. So Katie had to do it. And I think Tom is going to be regretting that, honestly, for the rest of his life. Because there's a part of him in my... Now, this is all just my opinion, obviously. But I really think he loves Katie a lot. And he wants it to work really badly. But he himself can't get over this, like, wall that he's created with commitment and making decisions and, you know, and she's like, I don't have to sit around and wait for that. No. And for Raquel to make out with Tom, go on a date with Peter, fuck Nima from Shaw's, I'm like, I'm over it. I'm over Raquel. I don't give a fuck. You almost married James. Like, you clearly, your judgment is not ideal. And for her to make out with Tom while they're filming the show, where it's the season he's divorcing his wife of and partner of like 10 years, is so fucked up. And I understand, like, she's single, he's single, they can do whatever they want. But like, that's like a very black and white way to look at it. Life is, I always say, full of a gray area. And like, there's, it's more complicated than that. Like, no, you can't go around and just do whatever the fuck you want because you're single and he's single. There's layers to it. It's complicated. And it's like, you're on a show with this girl and you're making out with her ex-husband. I don't even think the ink is dry on the fucking papers. Like, give it a fucking minute. And then to go on a date with Peter and to fuck Nima. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Raquel? Like, what are you doing? And I was super shocked to see James's new girlfriend, like, to be like a part of the show. I don't know what I thought. I thought she was going to be like kind of a little bumpkin and like we wouldn't really see much of her. But she's in it and she's calling James out for his drinking. And, you know, I do worry about that. I do think him and Lala are soulmates and should just end up together and stop playing these games, because they do belong together at the end of the day. I'm also excited to see this whole Lala Randall saga. Now, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but it appears that Randall Emmett is being investigated by the FBI. And Amber Childers, his ex-wife, was officially granted her restraining order against him. The details of her court claim took sinister to the next level. Amber claims allegedly that the FBI contacted her for questioning about Randall's suspected activities with child exploitation and pedophilia. I can't even wrap my mind around that, like how they are feeling. And yes, Randall went on some Instagram live and was like denying this. It's like, sir, you don't know when the FBI is investigating you and when they're not. Like, they don't call you up and give you a heads up. Like, that's not how this works. And then when we see the trailer, like, there's a part where she's crying and she's like, there's so much I didn't know about him. Basically, like, how did I not know? And it's so heavy in the moment. And then today she posts a Instagram story, and it's of Harry Styles. He's obviously doing some sort of he's doing a Gucci campaign, and he's standing there in trousers and a black plaid jacket, and behind him appears to be a mattress. And Lala posts on her Instagram story, "I'm going to need to know why what the fuck is going on here. Why is there a children's mattress in this photo? Explain yourselves, because right now y'all look like you need a mental evaluation, and it's hitting a little too close to home for me to shut the fuck up. Harry Styles, you're a clown. And I thought that before the sick ass campaign. This world is dark, but you won't be getting to my child. Nope." And then she at Gucci. So to see that and then layer that on top of all of the, you know, claims, it's looking super, super dark. I wonder how much we're going to get on the show. I mean, obviously she can't talk about everything, but I do think Lala is like a pretty open book, and she'll say what she needs to. And I know that she spoke out very heavily against the Balenciaga campaign from a few weeks ago, a month ago. So I hope that that is not the case. I hope that he is not this person, but it makes me nervous. Yeah, so I'm really excited for Vanderpump Rules. Sorry to end it on that note. But I also want to talk about the Summer House trailer. It also dropped. Let's get into it. The girls are back at Coming at Lindsay. Shocker. I don't know. If you've been listening to this podcast, if you've been following me a long time, you know that I love Summer House. It is one of my favorite shows. I look forward to it every single week. I would write about it for The Dip every single week. Like, I loved these people. Then suddenly we lost our way. I don't hate them. I just think they're overexposed on the network. And I think that Bravo, I relied a little too heavily on these people for my taste, to the point where I can't stand them. And there are people on the cast where I enjoy them as people to follow. I think they're great reality stars. But when you start doing the crossovers with Southern Charm and Vanderpump Rules and then Winter House, it's like, enough. I can't do it in every season of, you know, fall, winter, spring, summer. Like, I can't watch these people all year round. And it grinds my gears a little bit that Austin Kroll and Craig Conover are given three platforms on this show, and yet we can't get Roni fucking off the ground. And here's what pisses me off about that, is Roni had one bad season. I'm going to say in the entirety of the show, to me, it had one bad season. It was the last season. I don't think that that warrants them to be off the air. I don't think it warrants it to be given a new spinoff. I will be watching, of course. But, I mean, it's just frustrating. It's like, I understand that maybe Roni ratings weren't good, probably abysmal.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
But I mean, there's other shows on this network that could be, you know, refreshed or put to pasture. But let's get into the trailer. Let's talk about it. Lindsay and Danielle, I mean, we're going to see the fallout heard around the world. And I'm ready for that. I think it will be interesting. I'm interested to see how these women really rally around Danielle and throw Lindsay to the curb. Lindsay, actually, that would mean Lindsay was like not on the curb already, but that, you know what I mean. They don't fuck with her, which I'm excited about. I think it's interesting now, too, in hindsight, to watch it knowing that Danielle and Robert broke up. I think that there's a lot with Danielle that she doesn't talk about on this show. I mean, I remember last season, they all were like, Danielle, you and Robert would break up every weekend. You would fight all the time, scream at each other. And yet, you're not talking about that, really. I remember they talked about it maybe for an episode, but it made it sound like it was just a one-off occurrence, not this, like, continuation of a fight over and over and over again. So I can imagine, you know, you're in a really shitty place in your relationship. You know, your best friend is in love and wants to get engaged, and, like, everyone's looking at you like, well, why isn't that happening to me? That is the vibe that I got. I know that Lindsay can be a little diabolical, but she stays true to who she is, and that's why I love her. It made me sad to watch Amanda say that her and Kyle are struggling to get pregnant. I don't want to say I'm, like, excited to watch that journey, but I am, because I find it interesting and compelling and taking the show in, like, a little bit more of a different direction. Sierra falling for Corey is absolutely disgusting. I need this woman to figure it out. She's acting up. She really likes to pick idiots. And I don't know why. And I need her to unpack that deeply. I just don't know. And then, of course, we get some Paige and Craig. And I've always gotten this impression from them. Always that he is, like, so ready to marry her for the fame and for the show and capitalizing off of their relationship. And I actually think that she's not about that. She's like, I'm not going to just get engaged and say I'm going to get engaged in 6 months. Like, that, I'm just not going to do that. And I think in his mind, he's thinking, we're only going to be the hottest couple on Bravo for so long. And we have to capitalize on it. That is the energy that he gives me. I'm sure he loves her, but I also am sure that he loves the fame, as we know, as I've discussed on this podcast many times. So I don't know. I will watch this year's Summer House. Who knows? It could be a great season. I hope we don't have to see Austin enter those four walls of that home ever again, because that was really, really tough last year. All right. I'm going to start with Salt Lake City this week. First, I want to say that the Demois rumors about Heather being, you know, all of this is editing by producers about the black eye. I'm like, it's actually not. They've asked her point blank many times what the fuck is up, and she keeps dodging the question. Listen, this episode was kind of a buzzkill for me. Like, I feel like for a finale, it wasn't giving finale until the last, like, 10 minutes. I didn't need to see Angie K. I didn't need to see this bad Mormon party. I really just wanted to get to the meat of it. I wish that they would have spent a little bit more time with the women talking about Jen pleading guilty. That's what I was most captivated by, especially given now that she got her sentence and she's going to prison for 6.5 years. So that's kind of where I'm at with Salt Lake City. There's something so odd, like, about Heather, because she's as dumb, in my opinion, as Lisa Hochstein. Because this woman, like, just goes, wow, like, that happened? Coach Shaw must be really stressed. Yes, of course he's fucking stressed. His wife is going to prison for 6.5 years potentially. Like, of course. Like, she doesn't put these things together until they're fucking in front of her face. Like, I don't understand it. But the conversation with her and Lisa, like, we got more from that conversation with her and Lisa than we have with Heather going on Watch What Happens Live and having Andy or ask her about it. So I don't know where the show goes from here. I feel like it either needs to be done, completely recast, maybe keep Heather and Lisa. I don't know where to go from here. This season was just not giving. I feel like they had the world in their hands. They had a pearl in their clam, and they chose not to take that and run with it. Like, you had a huge scandal on your show, and this is what you guys did with it. It doesn't sit right with my spirit, frankly. It shows that you're not professionals. I want to talk a lot about Miami. So, let me get my notes. It obviously begins with the news breaking that Letty does confirm that him and Lisa are getting divorced and that he already has a girlfriend. This man, the audacity of this man, is fucking crazy to me. He is one minute saying that this isn't true in the press. The next episode he's saying it is, and I have a girlfriend and we're moving on. And Lisa's like left like, what the fuck are you doing? And it's like beyond midlife crisis to me. It's beyond evil. It's truly, I mean, he's diabolical, this man. He seems to not give a fuck about his kids. He doesn't seem to give a fuck about Lisa or his house or his mom or the nannies. Like, he doesn't care about anything except getting his wrinkly ass snail dick wet. That's all he cares about. And it's sick. And I feel bad too for the women, because they're hearing like two stories. Like, he's saying, you know, our marriage was over a month ago. Lisa's saying that is so not true. And I love watching all the women kind of talk about it with each other, FaceTiming. Like, that's kind of the vibe that I was expecting from Salt Lake City that we obviously just didn't get, really, which is a huge bummer. But Marisol, to me, is the perfect friend of. She is someone who gets in the mix. She's got great confessionals. But I don't really need to dive too deep into her life. Like, I'm good on her and her, like, personal story. I like her kind of fluttering around, telling us, you know, what's going on. And this moment with her and Lisa talking about the divorce and the house was some, like, of the best friend of work I've seen on this on these shows, because Marisol is honest with Lisa, you know, basically being like, Lisa, this is over. The marriage is done. He's moved on. You have to act now. You have to be smart. And also is so kind to her, and also shows her that there's something on the other side of this. And while Lisa can't see it right now, I'm glad that she put it in perspective of, you know, look at me, look at Alexia, look at, who else did she say? Alexia, Marisol. You guys know what I mean. And look at their life. Like, they remarried, they're happy, like, life goes on and they live a fabulous life. This is not the end of Lisa, and she needs to keep reminding herself of that. And I hope now that it's been almost a year since all of the news came out, that she's able to look at their relationship in hindsight and be like, oh, that's a sign there. That's a sign here. Oh, he used to do this with his phone. I remember feeling some type of way about that, but I ignored it. Because what Alexia said later on in the episode was like, you see these signs and they're warning signs and you choose to ignore them. And frankly, I think women do this so much, is we ignore our intuition because we're basically conditioned that way. We're told if we are suspicious of something, we're crazy, we're emotional, you know, I would never do something like that. Like, we cause more problems. And it's just not fair. And I think most of our intuition is completely right. And I mean, of course, sometimes you can get a little bit wrong, but I think for the most part, women's intuition is like the most powerful thing. And when you decide to tap into your own intuition, things can really happen. Oh my God, you guys, Frankie and Alexia. I was weeping, openly weeping at my desk watching this episode. It was so pure, and like watching Alexia realize, like, I need to let his wings fly. Like, he needs to be independent. He needs to do things. I want him to find love and, you know, have a job and do these things. And I love that she took Todd's advice. I'm sure it was very hard, that they can't coddle him anymore. Like, and he does, Frankie loves her so much. It was so sweet. I just loved that. Something I want to discuss that I don't think we discuss enough is that Julia's body is insane. And I don't think her confessionals give her justice, because she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. And it's refreshing to look at her. And she doesn't have a lot of work done. I don't think she does Botox, obviously. We've seen that in the first episode when she was rubbing raspberries all over her face. But I just think she's like a really beautiful woman. And I don't think whoever does her confessionals with the lighting and the dresses and like the outfits and the looks is doing her justice. I think in her confessional, she's got to go a little less glam and a little bit more Yolanda, if that makes sense. Like, pull it back a little bit and really lean into the, like, the sophistication and the glamour of, like, not being, you know, a Marisol or an Alexia. Like, you're not going to dress like that. And that's okay. We love you for it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Oh my God. When Alexia and Marisol were having lunch, and those two guys just strutted in, Lee and Richard, giving star energy, frankly, and just going, are we on camera? Okay. And then they realize they're on camera. They realize that they're being, you know, not, maybe they're not mic'd, but that mics will pick up what they're saying. Is they're like, ooh, Lisa and Lenny. And the one friend was like, yeah, haven't they been separated for a long time? Like, Lisa's so, I think, embarrassed by what's going on with Lenny, that she's not able to see, like, girl, your relationship was shitty as fuck. You were not as happy as you thought. And to watch her talk to Marisol, like, I would have changed his diapers. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't believe that. I just don't. I think Lisa's got a beautiful heart and she's a really good person. But I don't think her and Lenny had it like that at all. And I don't think they ever have. Yeah, it was really, really sad to watch. I mean, the montage of Larsa's ass was some of Bravo's best work, because it really just, it really got the point across. Adriana is getting her non-surgical BBL, and all of a sudden we get a montage of Larsa's thick ass. And I mean, my queen Larsa says she judged me because I have a fat ass. It's like, she did, and that's okay. I love her for it. I love her for having a fat ass, and I love Adriana for, you know, calling her out on it and then getting herself a BBL. And this just makes me wonder, like, where are all the BBLs gonna go eventually? You know what I mean? Like, there was such a surge in, like, those intense BBLs, like Larsa's, like, where I remember, like, I've seen women who, no shade if you have a BBL, but some people it looks great and it fits your body perfectly, but other, I'm like, holy shit. Like those stick legs with that thick diaper ass, it's a lot. It's a lot. And we gotta be honest about that. I'm really, really here for Larsa and Nicole, this feud. Now, it all started last year because Larsa feels that Nicole judged her for the OnlyFans and had all these preconceived notions about her, which Nicole doesn't seem to understand is like not great. But then again, I do understand her point because they all kind of have preconceived notions about each other, but it is what it is. And Larsa's never going to let her forget that. She keeps shading the school teacher that Nicole was dating. Now she's telling Nicole that she fucked doctors at the hospital. I mean, this woman is so menacing. Excuse me. This woman is so menacing. I never want her to quit. I never want her off the show. She just brings such a unique energy. Because she'll tell you the most diabolical shit to your face and then expect you to be able to move on. Like, why aren't you able to take a shot even though I just told you that your house, you know, you rent out your lawn and your husband cheats on you and your marriage is failing? Like, why wouldn't we be able to move on from that? It's incredible, honestly. And I love her more and more every single episode. And before I sign off, I do have to discuss Lenny and his fucking audacity of sending Lisa a grocery list of crunchy peanut butter and strawberries. Order it your fucking self. Order it your fucking self. You are going to yell at me, say fuck you, want me to move out of the house that my kids have lived in their entire lives, and you want me to order you groceries? Sir, get fucking real. It's insane. It's insanity to me. This, he's just like not hot enough to act like this, truthfully. Truthfully. Well, you guys, it was a shorty this week, but a goodie. I feel like we covered a lot. I can't wait to talk more on Tuesday, where I will be covering Real House of Potomac and any breaking Bravo news that happens over the weekend. Of course, we will get into that. And I love you guys so much. And please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening now. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.